From NPR News, this is News and Notes. I'm Farai Chidea. The Golden Globe Awards nominations are often seen as an early sign of what will happen at the Oscars. So when the Foreign Press Association announced its nominees yesterday, who got the nod? Black actors, including Forrest Whitaker, Will Smith, and Beyoncé Knowles. So does the avalanche of praise mean that African Americans have it made in Hollywood? Well, a new research study by UCLA's Law School and Chicano Studies Research Center questions whether actors of color are really getting their fair share. The report's author, UCLA professor Russell Robinson, says roles not written with a specific race or gender in mind overwhelmingly go to white male actors. To prove his point, he analyzed casting breakdowns over a three-month period this past summer.
Approximately 69% of the roles were set aside for white actors. 8% of roles were said that they were open to all ethnicities, and then there were other small percentages per minority race, for instance, about 8% for black actors.
Your report says that the way casting is done for non-race-specific roles might constitute a civil rights violation. How so?
Well, Title VII of the Civil Rights Act of 1964 flatly prohibits employers from specifying the race that they want for a particular job.
Is there a way to actually hold studios accountable? I'm assuming that from the research you've done that you would want to hold studios accountable or want to hold someone accountable for what is the possible civil rights violation. Is there a way to make that happen?
It is somewhat of a close call in terms of what would actually happen in court. It's going to depend in part on the judges that end up deciding the case. I think that there is definitely a substantial body of legal precedent that would support a claim by an actor to hold a studio liable. I think what has kept actors from suing in the past is a fear of the repercussions, a fear of being blacklisted, for lack of a better word.
Do you see a larger argument to be made about the images that people see on TV influencing them? What drew you to do this work, this research?
Well, I mean, I think I asked questions about what I saw on the screen, and I wondered about the system that would produce these images. And so that was really my starting point. And I learned about the breakdowns as a key aspect of channeling actors toward particular roles and also giving, you know, actors disincentives in terms of pursuing an acting career. Because if you're Asian American and there are only 2% of the roles that are available to you, a lot of people choose not to even pursue an acting career. And so I think that there's sort of a self-perpetuating phenomenon where the industry has historically favored certain groups and put them front and center and then made the other groups sort of take marginal roles. I actually think that the public is probably more open to diversity than the industry thinks that it is. We see shows like Grey's Anatomy, which counter the traditional wisdom by having a very multiracial cast, by having multiracial romantic relationships, and it's a huge hit. And so I think now we're seeing, at least in television, a new openness to emphasize diversity and realize that that actually can help profitability.
If you look at the Golden Globes, which are the Foreign Press Association, you see a lot of people of color, specifically people of African descent, whether they are American or not. Forrest Whitaker, Will Smith, Beyoncé Knowles, Jennifer Hudson, Eddie Murphy, Chiwetel Ejiofor, Andre Brower. Does this kind of fly in the face of what you're saying, or how do you fit this kind of avalanche of nominations in with the work that you've been doing?
Well, this is just one year, and so I mean, I think this is great, and I hope that this is a sign of things to come. However, I wouldn't be so quick to assume that the diversity that we see in this year's Golden Globe nominations is indicative of the diversity of the industry as a whole. Also, I think it's interesting to sort of look at the impact of nominations on actors in terms of race and in terms of sex. I think a number of the actors that have won Oscars or Golden Globes or have been nominated have not seen much of a payoff in terms of having strong careers afterward. If you look at people like Cuba Gooding Jr., Whoopi Goldberg, Halle Berry, they're all struggling, even though they've won Oscars. Now, there are obviously lots of factors involved there in terms of their own choices, but I think that a number of those actors have complained about the limited opportunities, and who knows what they could be accomplishing if they had access to more roles.
Professor Robinson, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
That's UCLA Professor Russell Robinson. He's the author of a new study about discrimination in Hollywood casting. Now to Robert Doki, an African-American actor who's worked in Hollywood for more than 40 years. In the 1970s, he led an actors' coalition working to get more people of color in front of the camera. Doki has appeared in a variety of commercials, movies, and TV series, including CSI, Star Trek, and The Jeffersons. He dropped by our NPR West studios and says the UCLA study marks an ongoing struggle.
Things have changed. They're not the same as when I first became involved in trying to move the issue of employment for minority people and women. We shouldn't have to do that today. And I'm really kind of perturbed that we are still dealing with this same problem in the same way.
What do you make of this recent UCLA study? Did it tell you anything that you didn't know? Did it reinforce what you already thought? What are your impressions?
It didn't tell me anything that I didn't know. It just reinforces the fact that we must continue to educate those who are in positions to employ. We seem to forget the strides that have been made. And let me tell you, it's not going to go back. It's only going to move forward. So you got to get on board, little children.
With your permission, I wonder if we could do a little acting.
Sure.
I am a casting director. I have a call from the producer that says, I want a white male actor. How would you approach someone who didn't put you down in mind?
Don't give up. Do not quit. Show them. Say, listen, give me 2 minutes. 2 minutes. I want to give this scene for you. Let me do this for you. 2 minutes, that's all. And go into it. Start doing what you do best.
Have you had to do that?
Yeah, I've lost some because they didn't think I was black enough. Oh, yeah. True story.
Yeah.
I went on an audition and someone made the statement that I wasn't black enough.
Mm.
I said, give me one more shot. I became the black that nobody ever wanted to see, ever wanted to hear, or ever wanted to know, and reached across the table and grabbed him in the collar and read the scene to him and didn't say anything. And when I finished, I just looked him straight in the eye and turned around and walked out. Well, if that wasn't black enough, because that was saying that you're stereotyping me, you're saying that I cannot play these roles. I played all kinds of characters. But you didn't say, give me another character.
So what you're saying is that it's a double-edged sword.
Of course it's a double-edged sword. It always will be. And we have to understand that and find ways to go beyond it.
Last question. You read the recommendations of the report, things like requiring casting directors to complete a form justifying the consideration of race. First of all, does that seem reasonable? And secondly, even if it does, do you think anyone's going to follow it?
It seems reasonable, and it should happen because people are forgetful. It's an easy way out of saying, I didn't know. Now you know. You have to follow the rules. Now, you may try to circumvent those, but you still have to follow the rules. You can't deny that you have to see certain people all the time. We need that because people will cheat. They will lie. They will not do the right thing all the time.
Mr. Doki, thank you so much.
You're more than welcome.
That was actor Robert Doki. He's worked in Hollywood for more than 40 years, and his films include RoboCop, The Fortune Cookie, and Robert Altman's Nashville. In Hollywood, the gatekeeper to every good role is the casting director. April Webster is one of the best and busiest. She's helped cast hit TV series Alias, CSI, and Lost. While she hasn't read the UCLA report, she thinks allegations of discrimination go too far.
I don't think anyone asks specifically for white actors unless it's pertinent to a storyline with an existing character that it's a parent or something else. When we're sending out breakdowns, we don't specify, I don't think we've ever specified Caucasian unless it was pertinent to the storyline. We didn't have parts all written at that point. We were exploring what the different characters were. We had breakdowns on different characters that were completely open. In fact, one of them was even open in terms of gender. A character named Pat, who was a trend watcher, you know, mm-hmm. who sort of checked to see what's the hottest thing. And it could have been a man, a woman, any color. There was no consideration of that. We were just looking for interesting actors.
Lost, again, is pretty extraordinary in its diversity. This may not be an easy question for you to answer, but why do you think that more shows don't follow that model? I mean, I think of the show Heroes, which does have, you know, a very diverse cast, mm-hmm. Grey's Anatomy. There mm-hmm. seem to be a few more mm-hmm. that are popping up, but most shows don't really follow a model of having that much cross-pollination.
You know, I don't know that that's necessarily true. I mean, obviously, I haven't watched every single show. I do know that the casting directors that are my colleagues, we've all made a very big effort. Every studio and network has created diversity workshops and showcases so that we can see different people doing all kinds of scenes and things like that, which make it possible for us to hire them. I don't know that there's not across pollination, but one could take a look at a show. You know, there were sitcoms that were very, very popular that took place in New York that didn't have any African American people on them until like the very last couple of seasons. I know that the statistics may not support that there's been a change. I think there's certainly been a change in African American actors getting more work, because there's also a lot of shows that are specifically African American. I think that, you know, there's probably more work to be done in the Latin and Asian Pacific areas. But most of the people I know are definitely making an effort to cast the best actor, unless the description of it is in the script is very, very specific, and where it takes place would make it look ridiculous to have somebody there. Like, I was just doing something in the rural South in a very, very small town, and yet we're still casting, you know, we're casting an FBI agent who's African-American because we're going to be outside of Atlanta. So, you know, if it ordinarily you might not do that thinking it's the rural South, you're not going to find someone actually in that position. We're not thinking of it that way. In fact, one of the main questions every time we work is, where can we find some diversity in the cast?
Well, April, thanks again. And, you know, it certainly seems as if you're getting to work on some of the most interesting shows around.
I've been very lucky that way. I've got great people. I just hope one day we don't even have to have conversations like this.
April Webster is a casting director in Los Angeles. She's helped cast current TV hits Lost, CSI, and Criminal Minds. We also heard from veteran actor Robert Doakey and UCLA professor Russell Robinson. You can read the discrimination study at our website, NPR.org.